This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo's annual Fringe Festival is about to begin, and it offers 48 plays over 8 days, plus free shows every night. It runs from August 13th to 24th. The plays are selected by lottery and include 4 local companies, as well as some national and international touring artists. The Nanaimo Fringe is part of a thriving Canadian fringe circuit that brings a wave of innovative artists west each summer, and your price of admission goes straight to the artists. You can find copies of the festival's program around the city, downtown at Fascinating Rhythm at 51 Commercial Street, and Blends Coffee Shop in Woodgrove Mall. The Fringe venues are located in downtown Nanaimo, at Nanaimo Museum, and at Harbour City Theatre at 25 Victoria Road. The Vault Cafe will be the place for artists and audiences to meet after the show for free entertainment and to swap reviews of the plays. That's every night of the fest till midnight. Tickets for Nanaimo's Fringe Fest can be purchased in advance, and descriptions of this year's plays can be found online at nanaimofringe.com.
We're joined in the studio by Chelsea Damon. She's the producer of Nanaimo's Fringe Fest. Welcome to People First Radio, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me.
We were talking about, we're just warming up to this interview, and you said your head is pretty full with what's going on in the preparation for the Fringe. It's well, next Wednesday, I think, is the intro night.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about the notion of the Fringe, a Fringe, or fringing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fringe is a style of festival and kind of a style of theater as well. And one of the tenets of Fringe is that we decide the shows by lottery because it's open to absolutely anybody. It's great for emerging artists or, you know, very successful international touring artists as well. And the style is often stripped down. It's quite raw and intimate. A lot of Fringe shows have only one or two people on stage, very little set and costume and props. And it's really putting the storyteller front and center.
So it's pretty accessible, it seems, for people that just want to produce their stuff or act or get onto a stage and
Absolutely.
Try something out.
Yeah, we remove a lot of financial and administrative barriers. Whether you're coming in from out of town or whether you've never done this before, you know, we help out. We give the artists their venue and their tech, and all the legwork is done for them. They just show up and, you know, do what they do best, do what they love to do, or try something totally new, and they've got an audience there to see it.
You and I have had shared a few emails on this in our preparation and our lead up to this interview today, and I told you in an email that I lived in Edmonton when the Edmonton Fringe Festival first made its appearance. I was living in the old Strathcona neighborhood. It may have been the summer of 1982 or very early in the 1980s anyhow. And the first ever Fringe for Edmonton was announced. A little parade went down White Avenue. There were a number of plays in a few venues. It was all within, within a couple of city blocks. And we all headed over and then went every summer after that until it was almost so big that you could barely get into the place.
It's the big one.
It's the big one, isn't it?
I wish I could have been there for the first festival and see how it all started.
What has caused fringe festivals to become so popular in the country?
I think it's very democratic and it's very collaborative. You bring all these artists together and everybody's doing what they're passionate about and supporting each other. It's a great place to meet and interact and experiment and play. And that's what people want to do, and that's what people want to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that I've discovered, but I don't have the information in front of me, if anyone's listening and they're curious, they can look up the Edinburgh Festival, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and I think that's the granddaddy of all of them.
It is. That's right.
Do you know anything about that festival?
I mentioned to you my brain is mush right now because we're starting in a week, so I can't think of facts at the moment, but that was the place where it all started.
Yeah.
Fringe was born there, and it's going strong today.
Yes, and Nanaimo's entering its fourth summer.
That's right.
How has it been going over the last few years? How did it all start out here?
It's building every year. It's been going amazing. It's really exciting. I can't wait to see what the festival becomes. In 2011, Jer Banks was just graduating from the theater program at VIU, and he decided to hit the road with his new certification and go check out what's happening in theater in Canada. And he toured the whole Fringe circuit, and he tried a variety of jobs. And when he got back to town, he said, I want to start one of those here, because that's what's happening in theater right now.
So he was the pioneer.
He was.
For the Fringe Fest in Nanaimo. Now, there's 8 plays, I think. The preview night is held on Wednesday, August the 13th, 7 p.m. Tell us a bit about that preview night.
Yeah, we're giving every artist in the festival an opportunity to get on stage for just 5 minutes to try to win you over. So come have a look at what's happening. It's really going to be a whirlwind event. It's just 1 hour, and hopefully those artists can convince you to come see their show.
And will the tickets be for sale at that evening? So if I wanted to buy tickets for use later on, could I buy them at that particular performance?
Yes. I want to mention that the preview show is free, but we'll have passes available. We don't sell individual tickets at other locations. You can come to the show to buy a ticket, but you can buy a festival pass. It's $45, and you can see any 5 shows you like.
Yeah, that's what I did. I bought a festival pass just yesterday. Now, I've got the list of plays here, and you've got the program in front of you, and this is a great program. You find it anywhere, I think, in the downtown and elsewhere, probably at Woodgrove Mall
and
some of the other malls as well.
Blend's Coffee at Woodgrove Mall is a great place to go. They've got lots of programs, and they've also got passes for sale there.
Okay.
And you're really going to want a copy of the program, because we've got so many events going on, and you really need a copy of the schedule so you can plan your adventure.
I'm already planning mine. Christmas in Bakersfield is the first play in the list. What can you tell us about that play?
That play is coming to us from West Hollywood, California. And Les Kirkendall is the writer and performer. It's an autobiographical tale. He goes to meet his boyfriend's family, and they're quite conservative. And it turns out that his boyfriend never told his parents that Les is black.
Mm-hmm. So his parents aren't going to be surprised by the fact that he's gay, but they're going to be surprised by the fact that he's black.
That's really the twist, isn't it?
Yes,
because
it is.
As you're reading the description, you're thinking, oh, this sounds like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. But it's going to be about him being gay. But no, it's actually about him being black, which is a really interesting comment, I think, on Les's experience.
And I went online this morning and I found a review of that particular play when it was held at the Hollywood Fringe. And this is written by Matthew Everett. I'm just going to share a couple lines. Man, have I been missing something by not catching this guy's Fringe shows in the past? Les Kirkendall is a damn good storyteller. He loves our Fringe. I can see now why our Fringe loves him. This is the kind of stuff that gives the Fringe a good name.
Ooh, that's a good review.
Oh, it's a good review. I'm looking forward to that one. Next one. Now, this one sounds like it might be a bit controversial. Maybe that's why it's called Square, a Stage Pornography.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I'm interested to see this one because I have heard that the actors get naked.
There's always a bit of nudity at fringe festivals, from what I gather.
I don't know if we've had nudity at our festival before.
Yes.
I know we had a fundraiser where one of the performers got naked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will mention that Square, Stage Pornography, is a romantic comedy about people in their early 20s.
Yeah. Well, and these are all Google gems that I brought to our discussion today. The play sounds like it's very interesting. Questions begin to arise between the two of them, I guess, as they're approaching their late 20s or something like that. Where's my home? Where's my mate? Where's my adult life? And this description says, Square, a Stage Pornography, fearlessly confronts these questions in the only manner that is both rational and appropriate. An erotically charged tale of shameless seduction, turgid arousal, raging libido, and wanton carnality.
Ooh. And that's going to be presented by Schmooze Productions,
yes,
a local company.
Oh, excellent. The next one on the list is Stickman.
Stickman is coming to us from Wales, and it's stand-up comedy.
I think that this is one of 2 international shows, or
that's right.
Yeah. So the first one was the Christmas in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stickman. I've got something here, and it's surreal Welsh comic Noel James.
That's right.
He lives and dies by wordplay, according to Kate Copstick, who writes for The Scotsman. His delivery, a gabble of consciousness that skips from pun to giddy flight of fantasy with ill-coordinated abandon. He portrays the soul of a poet with such rare panache and commitment that it approaches art. So these people, all these performers are really held in high regard.
Yeah, we're lucky that way. Like I said, it's by lottery, so we never know what we're going to get.
But
they all sound very interesting.
Yes, that's right. When the Stars Are Right.
This is a local production. They're called Evil Boy Theater Group. It's the story of Ellen, a successful novelist. She's content with her world and a successful writer until the intrusion of a new neighbor forces her to confront her fears and unexpectedly changes everything she thought she knew about herself and her world.
And the questions here are, will she accept it or will she turn away from herself? And you'll have to go to When the Stars Are Right to find out.
That's right.
It's written by William Anderson. Is that a local writer?
He is the local, yes. And I have seen him perform in a couple shows by Western Edge Theater and Nanaimo Theater Group.
Dancing with Fish. Now, there's a couple of old dudes in the picture here, and I say that because I'm an old dude myself, in case anyone doesn't know that.
A couple old dudes, but they know how to party.
Well, it looks like it. What is it about? What is the play about?
Well, I have seen a preview video of this show on YouTube, and they look like they're having a really good time. They're the Sunshine Clown Society from Victoria, and their show is family-friendly, and it's about friendship and playing games.
And I'm reading here, too. It says they're eccentric and they are going to use absurd games.
It'll be fun.
Okay, Chelsea, the next one I have on my list here is The Sucker Punch, written by Brent Hyrose. And I think Brent...
Hyrose,
I'm sorry. And he also acts in it.
He does.
Tell us about Sucker Punch.
I've seen Sucker Punch, actually, at the Victoria Fringe Festival in 2011, I believe. And Brent Hyrose has been touring the Fringe for quite a while. He's originally from Winnipeg, but he's relocated to Vancouver. And in The Sucker Punch, there's a new technology that allows you to go back in time for only 5 seconds. So if you immediately regret something you've said or done, you can use this device to go back in time 5 seconds and change it.
And delete that tweet.
That's right.
The next one I have on my list is Muse. And this is by In Other Words Theater. You're working with In Other Words Theater, aren't you? Or no?
I haven't actually worked with them. Maybe I will in the future.
I see.
In Other Words Theater, as well as Schmooze, are managing the old Nanaimo Center stage. It's now called Harbor City Theater.
I see, yes.
Yeah. Yes, and In Other Words has produced this particular show in the past. It's called Muse, and it's gotten good reviews. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, so we'll see what happens. It's a one-actor show.
Yes.
And the character's name is Grace, and her world is just left of crazy. You can step into her world. I managed to catch just a little bit of their rehearsal yesterday, and she plays the cello as part of the show, which is really interesting. Yeah.
It'll be very interesting. And the last one on my list here is Danny and the Deep Blue Sea. And boy, that looks like it's very interesting, too. And I think that play was written some time ago, I think, 1983.
Yes. Well, I don't know the date. Well, good research.
It's
this
Google.
Is written by this is written by John Patrick Shanley.
Yeah.
He also wrote Savage in Limbo, which Kismet produced earlier in the year in Nanaimo. I believe he also wrote Moonstruck, which is a movie I really love.
Yeah.
This particular show is about a couple of society's rejects who meet in a bar in the Bronx, and they find the possibility for a genuine relationship, and that's a first for both of them.
Yeah. And I think that's a common theme these days, from what I gather.
Yeah, this show looks very gritty and intense and dark, and I'm excited to see what happens. The two actors in this production don't have a lot of acting experience, and I know that they've really poured themselves into this, and they're very excited about this show.
That's excellent. Chelsea Damon, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and join us. And we will speak with you again. I'm going to be going to a number of these plays, if not all of them.
Awesome.
I'll bring my audio recorder along. We'll share some content on People First Radio in the next couple of weeks. See you at the Fringe.
Yes, sir.
Chelsea Damon is the producer of Nanaimo's Fringe Festival. It runs from August 13th to 24th at two downtown venues, along with late evening free performances at the Vault Cafe on the corner of Wallace and Albert Streets. Tickets for the Fringe Festival can be purchased in advance, and descriptions of this year's play can be found online at nanaimofringe.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.